Do you ever feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Well, now you can get it at no cost or obligation. You can get a copy of our hot off the press 401k survival guide or take advantage of a complimentary consultation valued at over $999. Call Mark Giles and the team at EFS Group, 712-560-0360. That's 712-560-0360. This episode of Mark on Money is brought to you by EFS Group for all your retirement needs. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Mark Giles or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
It's no secret that investing in retirement is vastly different than investing while you're working. On today's show, we've got some tips on what you can do if you're near or in retirement to help you maximize your retirement dollars.
And now, live from the heart of Sioux City, Mark on Money with your host, Mark Giles.
The key is having a plan in place, knowing what you're going to do.
A place where your retirement questions are answered.
You could be putting tens of thousands in jeopardy.
You'll get the latest news on 401ks and retirement planning.
It can make a profound difference with what you can and can't afford in retirement.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome in to Mark on Money.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Mark on Money with Mark Giles. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark is a certified financial planner. He is a fiduciary. He's an independent. 30 years in the business. EFS Wealth Management is where you find him. And hey, Mark, how's things?
Hey, not too bad.
Man,
years kind of started off kind of slow, but...
Right.
But it hasn't got any less interesting, I'll put it that way.
That's very well said, Mark. That's very well said. So let's keep it interesting, I guess. I'd like it to smooth out, though. How about you?
Yeah, I'd like to know that there's just nothing, nothing to talk about.
Right.
Boring is good.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, boring with your investments is even better. And so that's what the show is about, talking about money.
Talking about money, talking about getting to retirement. I like what you said about maximizing retirement dollars. That's really what we want to do. That's what we strive to do. And, you know, as we look at this, one of the things that comes to mind, a lot of us have had multiple jobs, you know, four or five, six jobs. So maybe there's four or five, six 401ks or retirement accounts. How important is it to bring those all together?
Well, it is important, you know, and maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know, and kind of you know, managed your money yourself or, you know, allocated your money yourself. But usually there's a time that people realize that things are a little bit more complicated. And that's really what retirement is. It's like moving to a foreign country, learning a different language, you know, different customs, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, a lot of times organization is important and consolidation is important because in order to really be organized, you need to bring everything together into one picture. And so I don't know if that's true at the end of your career or, you know, in retirement, but at some point I think it's important, and usually that happens when people are approaching retirement. They're looking for that one advisor, and, you know, I kind of equate it towards, you know, if you're going to go look for a new doctor, you're looking for the one that, you know, is going to last you for quite a while because you don't want to change. And I think that's really what people are looking for in retirement too. And that's kind of how we built our firm. You know, we've got a broader range of advisors, older advisors, younger advisors, you know, our youngest advisor's in his 30s. And, you know, will be here for somebody who's retiring in their 60s will be there for, you know, 30 years. So you won't have to change, which I think is important.
I think so, too. And there is, like you said, I think there comes a time where you realize, oh, my gosh, yeah, I really can't do this by myself anymore, especially if you're trying to bring some accounts together or you're trying to figure out what maybe what asset allocation is as you get into your 50s and get into that financial red zone. I mean, it's a lot going on. I love your description about moving to a foreign country and comparing that to retirement. I really like that.
Well, I think it's true. You know, the learning curve in retirement is pretty much straight up. You got to learn about a totally new insurance plan, you know, and how does that work? You know, for those of you, you know, like me that hate insurance anyway, you know, open enrollment and everything else that goes along with insurance every year and it gets more expensive, and you know, then not only is just the insurance, but you know, if you go to the doctor, you know, what doctor are you supposed to go to? What network are you supposed to use? You know, do you need pre-approval for this, pre-approval for that? You know, what tier drug plan should you have? And yeah, it's just this is one thing after another. You know, it's you almost have to have a PhD just in that to know what's going on.
Well, but you at EFS Wealth Management, you guys have the right people on staff and can answer the questions, whether it's Medicare, Social Security, whether it's consolidating accounts. I mean, you've got the people there to make that happen.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that you've got to really think of, and that's why I kind of brought up the point that, you know, a lot of people, they want to be able to be at one place. You know, you don't want to consolidate all these accounts and set up a strategy, and halfway through retirement, you've got to go somewhere else and redo it. And that kind of goes to the next, you know, thing about retirement is you've got to plan for a long life. You know, it is possible that you're going to live for another 20 or 30 years in retirement. And, you know, you're probably going to have to take some risk in your portfolio. You're not going to probably be able to retire and not have any exposure to volatility, you know, to, you know, events like the, you know, like the COVID crisis or the financial crisis or the dot-com crash. I mean, the next crisis, like I say, is just lurking around the corner. We just don't know what it is yet.
Right. And, you know, when you talk about planning for a long life and you know, when you think about it, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, that's a long time to go without a paycheck. And so you've got to make sure that you're set up to get that paycheck that you create yourself.
Right. And then you're trying to figure out, well, how much money is enough? You know, do I need 500,000? Do I need 1 million? Do I need 3 million? You know, Susie Orman says you need 5 million. You know, I think that's a little bit much for people here in the Midwest. But if you're living on the East Coast or California in a big city, you know, and you think about, well, how much income is that going to produce? And that really is, you know, the question is how much income is your money going to produce? And, you know, how are you going to get that income sent to you?
Right. And that's really what you do. And the process that you have is pretty unique in that it's that segmented approach. So, I mean, right now we're looking at, you know, volatile market as we always are. But the money, if someone's retiring, let's say this year or early next year, that money is already allocated. It's already there. It's already safe. We're working with money that's 10 years down the road at this point.
Right. If somebody would have come to us a year ago, so, you know, a year ago, everything was, you know, looking pretty bright.
Right now, you know, absolutely.
You know, the forecasts were, you know, the forecast was, you know, what's the Fed going to do with interest rates? They're probably going to increase interest rates. 3 months later, interest rates were at zero and the stock market was down 30%. But a year ago, if you came to us and you said, I'm retiring next January, we would have taken the first 5 years of your retirement income off of the table. And it would not have lost a penny in the market decline. And you would be retiring no matter what happened to the markets with that first bucket of money in a secure, safe place for the first 5 years worth of your income. And so that's what I'm talking about. So you segment money according to the time when you're going to need it. So if you're a year away from retirement, even 2 or 3 years away from retirement, that first 5 years of money should be in a totally different place than money that you don't need to spend for 20 years into retirement. So that 15-year, 20-year money, that money can stay in an aggressive, you know, stock mutual fund or in individual securities that have more volatility, that are more aggressive. It's all about, you know, segmenting that money according to the needs of when you're going to spend it. And so I've seen the destruction that a downturn in the markets has caused for some people. And, you know, it's not any different this time than it was in 2008, 2001, 2002, where, you know, we meet with an individual who comes into the office and, you know, they sold in March of last year and locked in some substantial losses and have never gone back to the market because they're always saying, well, you know, you've had, you know, the election coming up, market's going to sell off. You've got this new strain of coronavirus, the market's going to sell off. You know, you've got a new administration coming in, the market's going to sell off. And, you know, I'm just waiting to get back in because, you know, the market's gone up so much since I sold off. And they really never had a plan to begin with. If they would have had their money structured, or maybe would have had somebody that they could have, you know, reached out to that would have held their hands during this time and said, hey, you know what, this stuff has happened before. Here's what, how it typically plays out. And if it is the end of the world, well, then there's nothing we can do about it anyway. You know,
exactly.
So, you know, exactly. If there's a giant meteor that's going to strike the earth 3 days from now, are you going to go and liquidate your entire stock portfolio? Because really, is it going to matter?
No.
You know, it's just having that plan in place. And, you know, I think that organization and having a plan, and that's the key point here, Steve, only one out of four retirees have a written retirement plan, you know, a written plan of anything, saying, you know, hey, here's what our investment philosophy is. Here's why we have money invested where we have. Here's when we're going to spend that money. Here's how we're going to take distributions. Here's what are we going to do for tax planning. What are we going to do and how are we going to claim Social Security? You know, what retirement or what Medicare plan are we going to take? What about legacy planning? How are we going to distribute our money in an efficient manner? I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and that's just the beginning of the conversation.
Right.
Now you can see why it's like moving to a foreign country, because look at that list that I just named off. You know, that's probably a longer list than what you have to pack your suitcase for going on vacation. I mean, you only need to maybe throw in three or four things in your suitcase to go on vacation, but to be ready for retirement, I mean, you need
a steamer trunk.
Yeah, you need a bit. Yeah, you need a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, so as we start to look at this, Mark, I mean, folks, this is a great time to be able to come in and sit down with you, Mark, and be able to put that plan together, especially if you've never done it. It's a daunting task, but you do it day in, day out, and really you can help smooth that process out.
Yeah, and, you know, we will sit down with you for those first 10 callers that call us. Here's what I'll do. We'll create a one-page financial review, and it'll indicate whether or not you really need to have a full-blown written financial plan. Maybe you're one of those people that, you know, you're on track. There's nothing more that you can do. But if there is, this will show you what you need to do. And it'll consist of, you know, taking the mystery out of that financial planning for you. It'll kind of map out where you're at now. And we'll also do a tax analysis to see if there's any way you could possibly reduce your taxes. With this review, you know, we'll show you what it's actually costing you with your current investments and if there's anything that you could do differently to, you know, improve your situation. And so that's a great opportunity for you just to see if you're on track. It's a new year. Give us a call, 712-560-0360. Let us, you know, take that first step, give you a second opinion of where you're at. See how segmenting your money possibly can help you sleep better at night through the next crisis. 712-560-0360.
Hey, that sounds fantastic, folks. Don't miss this opportunity. As Mark said, it's a great way to begin to put together that financial roadmap, take a lot of that complex financial world. I mean, we were talking about Social Security, Medicare, how to segment your money. I mean, these are all the things that Mark and his team do day in, day out to help you get to the kind of retirement that you want. 712-560-0360. You heard Mark. The next 10 callers are going to get that comprehensive financial review, all the extras that go along with it. And when you walk out, you'll have a roadmap. You're you're going to feel like you're in charge getting yourself to retirement. 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360. Make that call today.
When it comes to retirement planning, turning 65 is a pivotal year, even if you aren't planning to retire yet. Coming up next, we'll show you five things that you need to know about finances when you turn 65.
You've worked all your life, you've saved, you've played by the rules. Now it's time to retire. Here's the question. Who do you want relaxing and taking it easy? Your nest egg or you? Well, of course, you want to relax and travel and enjoy. And sorry, nest egg, you've got more work to do. For a retirement that maximizes your portfolio, your Social Security avoids unnecessary risks and protects you from pitfalls. And frankly, lets you retire and keeps the nest egg working. You need a retirement partner, someone looking out for your best interest and building a plan for you based on your situation. You need Mark on Money's Mark Giel, 712-560-0360, 712-560-0360. Mark Giel's at 712-560-0360.
We're back. Mark on Money is the show. Mark Giels is here. Mark, certified financial planner, 30 years in the business. He's a fiduciary and independent. You know, I mean, really, those are three main things that I look for in an advisor. I want somebody with experience, I want a fiduciary, and I want somebody that's independent, and you are all of that.
That's right, Steve. And, you know, we are going to do what's in your best interest and show things that, you know, you want to, you know, that you need to know.
And again, that's what it takes is to sit down with someone like you and to be able to work that plan out. I like this because, you know, when you turn 65, there really are a lot of things that happen, not only just getting older.
Yeah, and there's a few things that have changed. You know, the chances are that there's no gold watch. And for most, yeah, you know, there's no
happened.
Pension. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's gotten a gold watch, you know, and, you know, that used to be the thing.
It did, yeah. At least, you know, in the movies.
Maybe 30 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Ever since I've been an advisor, you know, I think fewer and fewer people are retiring with a pension. And, you know, of course, one thing is that if you're retiring now, you still haven't even reached full retirement age for Social Security. And that's a big change from your parents' retirement, because for decades, 65 was the magic age to receive full Social Security benefits. But that age started to increase for people born in 1938 and later. It's 66 for people born in 1943 to 54, and then it rises by a couple months every year until it tops out at age 67 for people born like me in 1960 or later. And so, you know, 1960 or later, so you're 50 now. No, you're 60 now.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're 60 or older, your full retirement age, in you know, starting this year is 67. And that means that your full Social Security does not start. And if you take it earlier than that, there's a reduction to what they say your full Social Security benefit amount is. And if you're still working and you're younger than full retirement age, your Social Security may also be reduced based upon your income. So like I talked about in the first segment, you know, here's one of those things that is just, you know, kind of, here's what you need to know about Social Security.
And then,
right. And then understanding that as you move into the Social Security claiming age, there's really about 567 different combinations, if you're married, to file and claim Social Security benefits. So just let that sink in a little bit. There's 567 different combinations. And one of the things that we do is we run a Social Security analysis. Because the facts show, Steve, that 93% of people file incorrectly and do not file correctly to maximize Social Security benefits.
93% of us?
Yeah, 93%. So they, you know, there's 567 different combinations. How lucky could you be to pick the right one?
Well, that's why I want to work with you.
And so a lot of times people are like, well, why would I want to delay Social Security benefits? Well, if you can delay and increase your income over your retirement by six figures or more, you know, $100,000 or more, why would you not want to do that? And especially when you can map it out, because the biggest thing is, you know, if you retire at 66 or you retire at 65 and you planned on, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 a month in Social Security benefits, and, you know, you're saying, well, where am I going to get this money if I don't take it from Social Security? And what you really have to look at is you know, all your retirement income, all of your benefits, whether it's a pension, whether it's Social Security, whatever it is, it's all about generating income. And so, you know, Social Security, if they gave you a lump sum of cash, you know, versus giving you a monthly check, same thing with pensions, it's just, it's not any different, because that lump sum of cash is still going to generate only X amount of dollars of income over your retirement. The only difference between the two is one is guaranteed income, because if they give you a lump sum of cash versus saying you're going to get $2,000 a month in income, well, then the risk of generating that $2,000 falls on you. And some people would rather take that risk, because in a lot of times there is an option in some pensions to cash out and take the money versus taking income for life or one of the other payout options that pensions have to provide. But in some cases, that's not the best choice either. It's just more about what do you have for assets, what's going to generate the most amount of money using what combinations of income sources that you have.
And that really is the basis of any solid retirement plan. It's about creating that income that's never going to go away.
Right, and having a structure that does that. So when we run our Social Security analysis, you know, it shows us, okay, well, you know, Susie takes her Social Security at this age, and John takes his Social Security at that age. And doing it that way allows you, assuming, you know, that John's going to live to X and Susie's going to live to Y, this is the amount of Social Security income that you're going to get. If you do something else, if you claim it immediately, and that's usually what we run, is, okay, you retire and you file for benefits right now, or you file for benefits as soon as you're eligible to file. So if John's 60 and Susie's 62, he takes it now, she waits a couple years, and then she takes it. We run that scenario, or we run an alternate scenario saying, you know, maybe John delays Social Security at age 70 and Susie draws it at age 62. John lives to X, Susie lives to Y. What's the X number of dollars of income that is going to generate for the two of them? If that difference, and here's what we come up with, here's some of those answers. Some of those answers is the difference isn't significant. It's usually more, but sometimes that difference is maybe $5,000 or $10,000 more by delaying Social Security or claiming other than just simply filing immediately at retirement. And if that's the case, we're like, you know, it doesn't really, you know, let's not complicate things. You know, $5,000 or $10,000 really isn't enough money to, you know, try to you know, get a little bit, squeeze a little bit more money out of Social Security. But if that number is 70, 80, 90, or triple digit or six digit figures, then my point is that's a significant amount of money. And that's something that's definitely worth pursuing, because the likelihood of getting more money by filing the claiming strategy that is significant. It's really all it is. Retirement planning is about math, probabilities, and just simply plugging in the numbers to see which path makes the most sense.
I like that. You said it before, that turning 65, I think for a long time that was just the mindset, is that 65 I'm going to retire, because for a long time that's what it was.
And it still is today, because one of the things is that insurance is so expensive to pay for it on your own. And so a lot of the decisions that people make is, why would I want to spend, you know, thousands of dollars every year to pay for health insurance when I can wait till 65 and then sign up for Medicare? And that hasn't changed. So you can still get Medicare coverage at 65, The sign-up rules are a little bit tricky if you haven't started receiving Social Security benefits yet, though. So if you're enrolled in Social Security early, you'll automatically be enrolled in Medicare at 65. But if you haven't signed up for Social Security, then you're going to need to take steps to enroll in Medicare.
Can you help us with that, or is that a complicated process?
No, I mean, you can log on. You know, we've got a step-by-step guide that we kind of lay out for people of how to do it, when to do it, what they should be looking at. When do you sign up for Medicare? When do you sign up for Part A? What happens with Part B? You know, when do you look at a supplement? And then people have other coverages too. I mean, you might have some, you know, employer provided health insurance yet. Maybe you're covered underneath, you know, a retiree plan. Maybe it's the Postal Service. Maybe it's Railroad Retirement. Maybe it's TRICARE, you know, which is the government insurance. And so those things have to be taken into account. How does that play with Medicare and supplemental insurance and all that stuff? They should have retirement classes that you should be able to go to at the Adult Education Community College, where they said, okay, here's the Medicare class that you need to take for two semesters to figure out how to sign up for Medicare, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of pieces to that puzzle and a lot of moving, you know, a lot of moving parts. What about taxes in retirement? I know that's a big issue, and I know that's certainly a discussion that you have with everyone.
Yeah, well, you know, single filers and heads of household, you know, who are 65 and older, they get to qualify for an extra $1,650 deduction, and married couples can get an extra $1,300 for each spouse who is 65 or older, so $2,600 for each spouse. You know, so that's an extra $2,600 deduction, which, you know, is going to save you a few hundred dollars each year. But one of the key things I think that people really overlook is really sitting down and really analyzing, well, is there anything else that I can be doing? We teach a retirement class called Taxes in Retirement that talk about all of the nuances that you can do when you're in retirement, because you control your income and where you get your income from, whether it's coming from Social Security or whether it's coming from IRAs, what tax bracket you're in, where's your tax valley that you're at. Everybody should know what their effective tax rate is on every single dollar that they're spending, because you can structure your retirement income in certain cases to actually save $2,000-$4,000 a year in taxes throughout the entire retirement that you're going through. And so, yeah, you get a little bit extra money from the federal government, but, you know, in certain cases, that doesn't compare to the extra money that you can get if you properly understand where you're at from a tax standpoint in distributing your assets in a tax-efficient manner, or maybe doing Roth conversions early on in retirement so that you reduce taxes later on in retirement that are going to more than offset what you've paid earlier. So taxes is a huge thing in retirement to make sure that you get straight.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if it's time to really bring all the pieces of your retirement puzzle together, let Mark begin to put it all together for you. In fact, why don't we invite folks to call right now?
Yeah, like I said before, for the next 10 callers that call in during the show today, what we're going to do is we're going to create a one-page financial review. It'll help indicate whether or not you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. And, you know, sometimes, you know, this isn't a, we're going to do a one-page review and everybody's going to need a full-blown. No, that doesn't happen that way. But it'll indicate where your shortfalls are, where maybe some of those loopholes are that need to be addressed further. And sometimes there isn't. Sometimes you're organized, you're very well done, or, you know, your retirement's just kind of in place and you're on track. But this will at least tell you that. And so in addition to that one-page analysis, you know, the one-page analysis covers, you know, kind of a report that kind of looks at taxes, looks at what the income things that are coming up, looks at Social Security, kind of culminates all those things in a snapshot of where you're at right now.
Absolutely. And folks, it starts with a phone call. It's 712-560-0360. Get that true practical financial review. Maybe it's a second opinion you're looking for. Well, now's the time to make that call. 712-560-0360. You heard Mark. The next 10 callers will get that comprehensive financial review, all the extras that go along with it. All it takes is a phone call. The next 10 callers, 712-560-0360. 712-560-0360. Mark, as always, a pleasure to be here and just to have these conversations. It's really important information.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that you garnered some insight from it today, and that's what we try to do. We do that every week here, and we'll be back next week again.
Coach P Radio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. EFS Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.